Cornelius is on the line in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Welcome to Money Talk.
Hello.
Hello.
I love your show.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. My credit union here locally offers a 18% earning on a money market if you deposit pesos as opposed to U.S. dollars. So I deposited about 12 million pesos approximately, and I went to withdraw some funds back out, and they inadvertently gave me Swiss francs, and the amount was about $500 more than what I was withdrawing. So would you reinvest that in Swiss francs, or would you just keep on withdrawing and taking that extra amount in that converted currency?
All right. I guess this is a little convoluted, isn't it? So you put about about $600,000 into the pesos?
Yes.
All right. So you put about $600,000 into the pesos, and you thought you owned pesos, and the bank said you owned Swiss francs?
Yes, when it came back out, and I'm actually getting more out than I wanted, and so I could continue to do so with no repercussions, or I could keep reinvesting it at that 18 percentile. I'm just not sure which would be the most prudent at this stage.
Well, one of the things that's hard to understand is you wanted to invest in Mexican pesos, right?
That's what the credit union is called, the Kemosabe Credit Union here in Sioux Falls.
So, it doesn't matter what the name of the company is. You believed you made an investment in Mexican pesos, and all of a sudden you learned that you own Swiss francs. Now, most people would be pretty upset about that.
I would have been too, except I came out ahead in the bargain, you understand?
Well, the problem with that is that someone is apparently, how could that happen? If you instruct the bank to invest in Mexican pesos, and then the bank instead invests in Swiss francs, I mean, how could you possibly be comfortable with that?
Well, I am a Swiss chancellor. I thought that may have influenced their decision. I'm not entirely certain. I took the proceeds. I'm not going to lie to you, sir. But I just
want. Well, sir, it's your money. It's your money. And I thank you for sharing. But I would have to say that from my point of view, if I made an investment through a company that was in Mexican pesos and then they paid me off in Swiss francs, I think I'd probably call somebody up at the bank and say, I thought we were invested in Mexican pesos, and see what they said, because that would be a fair question on your part. I do appreciate the call.